We are going to move to item number seven on our agenda. This is the Division of Parks and Recreation informational items. We will get a volunteer report for the 2024 season. And I believe Rachel is with us in person. Welcome, Rachel.
Good afternoon, Chairwoman Brissler, Commissioners, and Secretary Roebling. Thank you for allowing me to share with you about our statewide volunteer program for the Parks Division. As you can see here, we have a variety of positions. We've got
Rachel, I know we all know you, but could you just introduce yourself for the record? That's okay. Thank you.
My name is Rachel Comis. I'm the statewide volunteer coordinator and former assistant for Secretary Roebling. I've been with the agency for some time, so again, my apologies for that. As you can see here on the slide, we have a variety of positions. The ones listed here are our most common, if you will. And we also have commuter positions, so like people that work at Good Earth all the time or work at visitor centers throughout the season, just like to go help in the parks, water flowers, things like that. We also have group volunteers, 4-H programs, churches, and they assist with a variety of things like spring cleanups, trail restorations, special events. These host positions we have, those are the most crucial for our program and our agency, or our division, I guess I should say. They are provided with a campsite and full water, electric, and sewer hookups for 24 hours of service per week per person. And their average stay is May to September. Some are able to come early and kind of help us open up the parks, and some stay a little bit longer. Some volunteer numbers. So these are our five-year stats here. For 2024, we had 384 volunteers. 255 of them were on-site, and 129 were commuters. So those on-site ones were those host positions. And then of those 384, 255 were residents, and 129 were non-residents, just by chance there. I have a picture here. This is Oliver. He is our 2024 Volunteer of the Year. Oliver has been a host at Custer State Park since 2004. And he's the Wildlife Station Visitor Center guy. So they have like the Oliver rule at Custer State Park that you get to pick your spot in the park and where you want to volunteer when you've been there long enough. And that visitor center averages just under 50,000 people May through the roundup every year. And so Custer State Park staff did a little bit of math, and they have calculated that Oliver has interacted with just less than 1 million people in his position there at the Wildlife Station Visitor Center. I think that's pretty amazing. We joke, this picture is of Oliver directing traffic the morning of the Buffalo Roundup. They say that they joke that that's Oliver's favorite day of the year. And you'll see there in his hands, he took his flashlights and he put fun noodles on there. So he was air traffic control. And so when everybody's up really early, we had a great time with Oliver. Oliver has provided over 6,500 hours of volunteer service. See here, volunteer hours. Speaking of hours of service, so those 384 volunteers calculate out to about 50 FTE and a fiscal impact of $1.4 million if we calculate that at that average seasonal rate of $15.64 an hour. Now, also keep in mind with these numbers, we're still adding in some November and December 2024 hours. So we're just about 780 hours less than last year, but we still got more hours that are coming in. Also not included in these numbers here are our group volunteers. They've always calculated those or pulled those out separate. So for 2024, we've had over 15 different group volunteers, and they've had over 870 hours of service. In this picture here, we have Mick. Mick has been volunteering at Custer State Park for 21 years, and he's got over 7,000 hours of service. And in this photo, he's treating a wounded buffalo during the rut. This is just a simple explanation. We keep trying to streamline and simplify the process as much as possible. Our volunteers simply apply online, and whether we have QR codes on publications, it just goes right through our website portal there. They apply online, and it tells us information about their preferred parks, their preferences, what they like to do, so we can match them up. As we match those up, we send those applications out to the parks, and we start with the first park of their choice. If they're filled, we send them on to the next park. The park staff, the campground managers there, they do interviews with them. Then we go through, we do our online background checks, and then we send them electronic work agreements, and so they can simply sign off online. The park is notified as well, and then they do their orientation at the park. So that helps a lot. We were doing hundreds and hundreds of agreement redoing every year, so now we've streamlined that. That is great. Jim here in this photo, him and his wife are returning for their third season at Lake Ponset. So excited to have them with us and returning again. There we go. We continue to focus more and more on recruitment, recognition, and retention. So RR3 is just a little bit different. One of the big things for us, we've found out that for social media, our volunteers and their demographic, Facebook is what they use for social media. So in addition to the Game Fish and Parks website, we got about 15 plus Facebook groups that we use, all with thousands of members, that we post both generic and park specific ads to advertise. And of course, that's free advertising for us. Something new we're going to be doing for this winter is the Conservation Digest. Our Conservation Digest goes out to 9,500 copies each issue, or each like each issue when they have fall, spring, you know. So we can start off with, so this first one we'll do, it will be our generic ad, but then come spring, we're gonna advertise to those commuters to see if they're interested in getting into the park, and then summer we'll advertise to our group volunteers so we can rotate that around. And again, that'll be something new for us, and that's free as well. We use the Game Fish and Parks website, and that's where we link through to our application, but we've rearranged the content and layout on there just to be a little more helpful, provide more of the information that our volunteers were always asking for, so it's right up front there for them. And then we also post park-specific ads, kind of like the Palisades one you see there. So we kind of rotate those around, so it just kind of helps pull them to some of those parks that have more need. We do posters, and you can see some of those here, like those park-specific ones I was just talking about. We also do the large ones. We got a variety of them. And we know that our volunteers have told us that. So they go out to the parks, and they see these there, or their kids camp, and they see a picture of it, and they take it, and they text it to their parents. It's great. And those posters, we do rack cards. Our posters are on our parks. They're in the South Dakota Visitor Centers as well. So are the rack cards. We use them at event booths, and we send them with volunteers. They take them, and when they go down south and volunteer in other parks, they proudly talk about how much they love to volunteer in South Dakota State Parks, and they bring them, they recruit for us. So that's amazing. Again, minimal cost there. Something new we just tried, we did a month ago, we did Pinterest ads. I've learned that the average click rate on a Pinterest ad is like 0.28%. Our first go around here was at 0.33%. We spent like $120 for a month. We got 139 pins and 4,000 impressions. So, and that was just in 1 month of trying it out. So we're gonna customize and tweak those and do some more of those. And another thing we do, minimal cost, and they have lots of options. There's a group called Work Camper, and they're kind of that resource for connecting campers and employers. And they've been around for 30 years. Like, they're the go-to company. And so we post hotline ads through them. And so for minimal cost, we run them for 2 weeks, and they're seen by over 30,000 members with like a 35% open rate. So I just pulled some volunteer applications from their site last night, and when I leave here today, I'll be sending those out to the parks. So recognition and retention. As I said, we give our volunteers recognition items for their hours of service. This just lets them know that we appreciate their time. They wear these items proudly. They wear them in the parks, and they wear them when they go down south, and they go across the country, and they help recruit more people to come help and stay here. Another thing we give them are free camping certificates. I know sometimes people think, well, why, if they're staying in the park, would you give them free camping certificates? They love these. They may use them to have their kids come stay with them and give them 2 free nights stay. They may use them to come early and stay in the park, or they may use them, you know, or extend their stay. Or a lot of them, what I've noticed is they'll use them, and as they leave, like let's say they're from the East Coast, so they volunteered at Custer State Park, they're going to go stay a couple nights at Palisades, and then they're like, next year they might sign up for Palisades. And so they'll kind of move around that way, and it gives them the opportunity to try other parks. And we also, like we said, we do 24 hours of service. We want them to enjoy their time here with us as much as they're providing that service. So they put in their 24 hours. We'll schedule if it's a host couple, so they're off at the same time. They may load up their camper for a weekend and go stay at another park. So that's really cool. And so they like those as well. The photo here is Terry. He's a 6-year veteran volunteer at West Whitlock Campground with over 3,500 hours of service, and he was really excited to get one of the new packable rain jackets. he was so excited the staff up there had to send me his photo. Something we did new this year was to survey our volunteers. We worked with Stephanie Buckley, our human dimension specialist, and we distributed it in fall, and we were just wrapping it up when I spoke with you guys last, so I didn't have all my details on our survey. We had a wonderful response rate of 84%. Stephanie was quite surprised with that. That's uncommon to have such a successful response rate on a survey. This survey is intended to help us better understand the factors that impact volunteer participation and satisfaction. We know now that the top 3 motivators for our volunteers, they want to preserve nature for future generations, they want to work with good leaders, and they want to give back to their community. 93.5% said they feel adequately appreciated, and they like the first item they get for their first 24 hours of service is the park entrance license. So they love those. Everybody likes park entrance license. They really like the recognition items, and I've taken their input. We've either improved those items from what we had or replaced items that they didn't really care for with things that they preferred or worked well for people that lived in campers. And we always, every time they get a recognition item, they get a personalized letter with those items. And so those are the things that they said they really liked. Another thing we talked about was recruitment. Again, 70% said Facebook was their social media go-to. Signs, pamphlets, and relationships with volunteers and staff. So we've expanded on those, and we keep looking into other options to try as well. Training and onboarding, 93.9% said they receive ongoing support. Which is amazing, but we know we do have some inconsistencies with training and orientation. And some of these folks have been with us for a really long time. So what we're going to be working on this winter is just getting an orientation checklist, some training videos, and tracking those things to make sure we're getting that out to everybody and nobody's getting missed. We overall, our satisfaction, it's ranked on a 5-point scale. And I was so overwhelmed with these positive numbers that I listed them all. they were great. I think this shows that we have a good program, and we just need to keep working on what we're doing and continue to work with our volunteers, know what works well for them, and keep moving forward. That concludes my presentation. One item, and I was still kind of running some numbers. Just to show how things, they want to be here, they want to volunteer here. We're somewhere between 75% and 80% returning volunteers for the next year. I'm still getting one district's numbers and kind of getting a few things, so I didn't have it exact to put in there, but I think that's pretty amazing, and I'm very excited about that. I always like to put some photos on here to kind of put some shout-outs. Merle here, he was our 2021 Volunteer of the Year, 14-year campground host at Palisades with over 10,000 hours. Frida is a lovely lady. She volunteers at the Visitor Center for us at Custer State Park, and as soon as she stays till the roundup, she has her camper all ready, and as soon as the roundup's done, she hops in her vehicle and she heads down to New Mexico and helps with the Balloon Festival there. So, I mean, she's dedicated. She knows how busy the roundup is for us and stays on and helps. And then Sharon, and I believe her and her husband at last year was their last year. They've been at Hartford Beach, and they've been with South Dakota State Parks. They were all around the country, but 15 of those years they gave to South Dakota State Parks and have over 9,000 hours, just Sharon alone. So thank you again for your time, and I'm available if you have any questions.
Madam Chair.
Very good. Yeah, Commissioner White.
I just wanted to take this time to congratulate you and tell you what a great, great job you and your staff or volunteers do. I've traveled a number of years in the teens throughout the United States. And what sets South Dakota apart from the rest of them is just what you're talking about right now. And I think that as we look at further down the program, we'll have some results about camping successes that will again affirm what a great job you and your staff are doing. So I just want to congratulate you on a great job. Thank you.
Through the chair, thank you, Commissioner White. I always come back and tell the story. We camped at West Bend. That's where our daughter learned to ride her bike and fish and everything else. And we still remembered the campground host from them. They used to come to the big town of Blount, where I'm from, and partake in activities. And it's great. I mean, people build these great relationships because we have these wonderful people that want to be part of our program and part of our park system.
Excellent. Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner, thank you, Rachel. Very interesting, the fact that there's one-third of the volunteers are from out of state. That's pretty cool. I was kind of curious on that. Do you know if, and you don't have to know this, but do you know if any are international? I mean, with Pinterest and everything, I would assume anybody can land on this information and maybe be interested. So I was just kind of curious on that.
Through the chair, we don't have any that are international, but I would gladly take them.
Additional questions or comments from the commission? Secretary Roebling.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. And Rachel, great presentation. Just a big shout out to staff and this entire program. This has been a phenomenal success story. Looking at how much work these folks do, their welcoming spirit, and it's an incredible thing the park system is so thankful for, are these volunteers. So keep up the good work. It is phenomenal to see they keep coming back. Those scores are incredible. I would have put them all on there as well because they are incredible. So big shout out to all those involved in this program, and thank you for presentation today. Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel. And with that, we will